Hello. Good afternoon. My name is Walter, and I'm calling you from Active Research. We are conducting a small survey about people's opinion towards public affairs and current events, like yesterday's debate. And this number was selected at random. Would you be so kind and answer a few questions for me?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, let me see. Are you 21 years old and older to vote?
I am.
Okay, you are registered.
I am.
Okay, great. Now, as a Democrat, a Republican, or as a something else?
Democrat.
Okay. As things stand now, how likely are you to vote in the August 2024 primary elections for county, mayor, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances
50-50? Almost certain. Almost certain.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Will you please tell me your age if you want? If you don't have to answer. Are you between the range of 18 and 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 to 74?
The next one.
75 and over?
Yes.
Wow, you sound so young.
Hey, you know.
People don't believe that I'm 53 years old.
You sound young too. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, in South Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
I guess white.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area are of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Mixed.
Okay. Now I'd like you to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, or somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion, okay?
Okay.
Daniela Levine Cava.
Very favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump.
How low does your thing go? Go two steps below that.
Somewhat favorable. Little or
the worst. The worst is.
Very unfavorable.
If that's the worst, that's it.
Okay. James Reyes.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Don't recognize.
No.
Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Okay. Joe Sanchez.
I'm not sure.
Okay, so let me see.
Right in the middle.
Okay, little of both. Little of both, favorable and unfavorable. So you like in the
right,
middle.
Right, in
okay.
The middle, right.
Manny Sid.
Don't have an opinion.
Okay. Recognize, can't rate. Ron DeSantis.
Almost as low as Trump.
Oh, my God. Okay. Joe Martinez.
Next.
Okay. So it's like in the middle.
Right.
All right. Let me see. Debbie Mucasel Powell.
Debbie Mucasel Powell. Favorable.
Yeah. Somewhat favorable? Very favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Alex Otaola.
Alex who?
Otaola. O-T-A-O-L-A.
No opinion. No opinion.
Okay. Rosie Cordero Stutz.
No opinion.
Marco Rubio.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And the last one is Rick Scott.
Oh, God. Very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you for your answers. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Wait, I'm not done. I'm not done.
Oh.
Yeah.
How much longer?
We are already at 25%, so I'm gonna make it as fast as I can, okay?
Yeah, really? Seriously, let's move it along.
Yes, just so, but I really appreciate your answers.
Okay.
Okay, how would you rate the way Daniela Levine Cava is handling her job as a mayor of Miami-Dade County? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. If the elections for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you vote for?
Do you want to guess that one, or should I tell you?
I know. It's just, I already know.
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. If the election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were today and the candidates were Manny Sitt, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Otaola, which one do you think you vote for?
Daniela Levine Cava.
Okay, thank you. If the election for county mayor were today and the candidates were Manny Sitt, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Otaola, which one do you vote for? I already know, but I have to ask.
Right, Cava.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. I would like to ask you about two of them, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. Now law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion.
Okay, I'm going to stop. Listen, stop for a minute.
Okay.
I have to read. I appreciate you reading it to me, but I have to see and read the amendments. I will tell you, and you can do it any way you want. I am definitely for Roe versus Wade. I am I'm against the government having a say in what goes on in a woman's body. So whatever way that handles the vote, you go ahead and do that, because I'm... Because I haven't read the amendments yet, and I really need to read them and study them to see exactly what they say.
I totally understand. So I'm going to put undecided.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, great. Now, the other constitutional amendment is titled Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. This is how it reads. Allow adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other states licensed entitles to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change.
All right, I do the same thing, put undecided.
Undecided, okay, no problem.
Undecided.
Over the past few years, will you say that level of crime where you live has increased, decreased, or stay about the same?
It's the same, nothing major.
Okay, great. Now, we're already at 65, okay, so we're going to do this fast. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for county leaders to focus their attention on right now? Adapting to climate change and sea level rise, investing in housing people can afford, achieving higher wages, building a mass transit system, protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment. Yes. Promoting trust and accountability in local government, lowering inflation, making communities safer, reducing traffic congestion, making healthcare affordable.
I'm supposed to pick one out of all of these?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with climate change, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be climate change, okay?
Okay, so if they don't do something about that, there's not going to be any more Florida, so it's not going to matter. Go ahead. Your turn.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And which is the next most important issue? Investing in housing people can afford? Achieving higher wages? Building a mass transit system, protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment, promoting trust and accountability in local government, lowering inflation, making communities safer, reducing traffic congestion, making healthcare affordable for working families.
Oh my God. I don't know. Just put undecided.
Okay, no problem.
Way too many and way too many.
Now I'm going to read a series of descriptions to possible candidates for mayor. For each one, please tell me which candidate you will be more likely to support. If these were all you knew about the candidates, try to choose just one, even when the choice is a hard one. Which one will you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes local Miami-Dade County already collects enough taxes to address the infrastructure needs of the community. A candidate who believes local comprehensive plan to address Miami-Dade's infrastructure is required, even if it means paying a few dollars more a year in taxes, or don't know.
I don't know.
Too wordy to come up with choices. Okay, no problem. A candidate who believes the county is doing enough to address affordable housing. The next one is a candidate who believes the county has an affordability crisis when it comes to housing and county needs to address the crisis. Or don't know.
I'll go with the second one.
Okay. Okay. A candidate who supports a bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue specific to parks, funding new transit system, enhance public safety measures, and invest in cultural programming. The next one is a candidate who opposes any bond referendum that generates new property tax.
The first one.
All right, thank you. A candidate who supports the LGBT community, including trans rights. A candidate who opposes expanded rights for the trans community.
The first one.
Okay. Now, a candidate who believes the Cuban embargo must be overturned and support the Obama engagement policies with Cuba. The next one is a candidate who supports the embargo and opposes Obama policies. Or don't know?
But I don't know, because I don't know. I do support Obama's policies, but I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Here's the last one. A candidate who opposes any new growth in Miami-Dade County until traffic congestion can be brought under control. The next one is a candidate who supports allowing managed growth in Miami-Dade County along metro corridors to reduce traffic congestion. Or don't know?
But I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for your answers. Now, now I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for county mayor. We already at almost 80. Daniela Levine Cava is nonprofit and community leader in Miami-Dade County for over 30 years. Her supporters say she has led with vision, integrity, and commitment to results by confronting the housing crisis, helping people find jobs, and restoring people's trust in their government. She has upheld her promise to create good-paying jobs, invest in infrastructure, keep communities safe through proper funding of policies, and fire department, and protecting our environment. She will continue to be fierce advocate for integrity and honesty in County Hall.
That one. So you don't have to read the second one. That one's fine.
Okay, no problem. Daniela Vancava. Okay. Now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for county mayor. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think is will be to vote for them. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it be virtual, no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Mayor Yvonne Cava understands the need to maintain the same level of services residents expect from Miami-Dade County, including housing programs to tackle rising prices and continued commitment to public safety and building out a transit system. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect.
Very convincing. Very convincing.
Okay. Mayor Yvonne Cava's historic rollback of property tax rates was necessary to give homeowners relief during a time of rapidly rising home prices and insurance costs. Very convincing.
Very convincing.
On the Mayor Daniela Yvonne Cava's leadership, the transit department released its Better Bus Network program for decreased wait times and increased ridership.
Convincing.
Okay. Through smart budgeting and efficient use of tax dollars, Mayor Yvonne Cava introduced the lowest property tax rate since 1982, while maintaining service levels and making history investment in housing.
Very convincing.
Okay. All right, now, housing prices are at an all-time high and residents need relief. That's why Mayor Levine invested $500 million into housing programs for renters, homeowners, and building immediate workforce housing.
Convincing.
Okay. And the last one, Daniela Levine Cava is committed to protecting the rights we enjoy as American and Floridians.
Very convincing.
Okay. Okay, almost a 90. Now that you heard a little bit more, if the elections county mayor were today and the candidates were Alex Ataola, Manny C., Daniela Levine
Cava. I vote for Cava.
I know. I just have to ask. I'm sorry about that.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
If the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were today and the candidates were the Republican Joe Martinez or the Democrat James Reyes, which one do you think you vote for?
I don't know either one, but I'd vote for the Democrat.
Okay, James Reyes. If the last presidential elections, do you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden or someone else? Other candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only.
Okay.
Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Okay. And what was the last grade of degree or completed in school? From 0 to 11?
4 years of college.
College degree, okay.
Yeah.
What is your religion, if you mind?
Jewish.
Oh, okay. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
I have to tell you something.
Yes, go ahead. Okay? Yes.
If these people that you're doing this thing for, this survey for, ever contact you, tell them it's too damn wordy. That they need to cut it down if they really want good answers. All those amendments and everything, they're too wordy.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. I've been telling
I know you're
guys
doing
over here.
Right, I know you're doing your job, but it's too damn wordy. It's just like after a while, it's just, you know, it's ridiculous. And I hope you feel better.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. All right.
Enjoy the rest of
the night.
Have a
good day.
You too.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. You too. Bye-bye.
I got one. She says, two damn words.